Tom, join the coming whore.
Man, the Cleveland Cavaliers came hard last night.
Yeah. I think I would like to see LeBron bring a championship to Cleveland. You know what I mean? Because he has his crew. Kyrie, no one's hurt. No excuses. They're balling.
They are.
I like that. I mean, I got to give credit to the Raptors for actually having a good team, because you never thought about Toronto doing anything.
No.
And Chris Bosh knew that and left. You know what I mean? So I like this, but I want LeBron to let them know they need to smash the Raptors. They can't take no prisoners. Yes, they did, and it should stay that way. Because OKC or Golden State, these teams are good. You can't struggle with Raptors.
All right, you're originally from Chicago.
That's right.
Okay, so I can't talk to you when it comes to Michael Jordan.
That's right. You can't say nothing to me. I mean, it's like, to witness that,
all this talk about LeBron and Steph Curry and
whatever.
But Godfrey, you were in Chicago like us, because I'm from Chicago too, and you were there for those years where the Bulls couldn't do anything.
What?
And then we saw the comment. Yeah, well, he was just cute.
He was handsome with no wins. And I mean, I can't do no better, but he was handsome with no wins.
Nothing.
You know what I mean? I remember.
I mean, you could go to the Bulls game
and walk up.
And you had a
It was that
seat.
Bad?
Yeah.
You had a seat for your coat.
Yeah. You could coach the team. They let you coach, too. They let you put on a uniform at the halftime. They let you do. Yeah, it was bad.
And they would give away tickets everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. Grocery store. They would be like, hey, would you like some tickets? You bought enough groceries. Would you like some tickets to the Bulls? We'd be like, nah, just double bag my eggs, man. I got to go. Ask me enough, no Bull. It's true. The Bulls were so whack,
as bad as the Clippers were.
Yes.
Oh, my God, Jay.
They were garbage, man. And then Jordan came, and I'm telling you, and a lot of people that don't even play, like my father, who could care less about basketball. I mean, and I'm talking about, you're talking about Africans now. My father knew who Jordan was. I said, you know Jordan's doing some damage. So my father's like, hey, the Bulls are winning. I was like, what? He said, the Bulls, they are winning. This Michael Jordan guy, he's winning the game for us. What do you mean for us? What are you talking about, Dad? My father pays attention. That's how much Jordan meant to us. Jordan changed the game. And still to this day, his shoe is still the number one shoe that sells. He comes out with a new shoe and hasn't played. In how long?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he comes out with a new shoe, and it's always the top on the market. You know what I mean? His stuff still sells for thousands of dollars on eBay.
Let's go back to your African daddy. That's so funny.
I remember trying to get some Air Jordans. I had to ask my pops. I was like, Dad, the Air Jordan. I want to get some Air Jordans, And he's like, how much do they cost? How much do they cost? I said, they're like $200. He said, wait a minute. Would they let you play? Get out of here. Would they let you play? Okay, you can't get them. You know? And he's like, when I was your age, we didn't have feet. Get out of here. That's how broke we were. We didn't have feet. I don't have You kids are lucky you have feet. So that's how much the Bulls meant to us. You know what I mean? Six championships. Yeah. We would have had eight.
That baseball thing didn't turn out.
But it was a lot of real, like, I don't know, it was something shady going on at that time. But
let's go back to growing up in an African household.
In an African household? I mean, I'm first son. When you're first son, I'm Godfrey's junior. So I have an older sister who lives in Dallas, by the way, Capel. Shout out to my sister, Juliana. And she's always bragging about her being the oldest. Like, I'm the oldest, so you have to respect me. I said, I'm the first son, so the name disappears, so I win. You understand? So my father would say, you are the most important because you have the name. Your sister's name will disappear, so you will be the king of the house. That's right. That's my dad. He's a chauvinist. You know what I'm saying? Even when he took us to McDonald's, When he took us to McDonald's, my mother was a nurse. She would be on a double shift, right? So we'd be left home by ourselves, and my father would say, your mother is not here, all right? She's on double shift, but I will never cook for you, ever, okay? I'm a man. I don't do those things. Your mother, if you want food, you call your mother, but I don't have time. I take you to McDonald's. 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 That's how my father's. And then when we got to McDonald's, welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order? Thank you. My children are hungry. They need food. I will never cook for them. He's explaining it.
I'm the man in the house.
That's right.
Cooks.
McDonald's was a privilege for us, though. It was a privilege because, you know.
What did your father
do?
What kind of work did he do?
He's a teacher. He was a teacher for 45 years on the west side of Chicago.
Wow.
45. That's why when you hear about the Chirac and all that, the gangs and all that, my father was in the middle of that in the 70s, you know. And coming from third world, they used to threaten him in class. They didn't care. Oh, yeah. They'd be like, yo, I'm going to shoot you after school. And my father would say, okay, before you shoot me, pass in your homework. Pass in your homework. Pass in your homework. You know, that's why you are failing. You're always shooting people. You know? Use your pencil, okay? Now, if you get an A, you can kill everyone in the classroom. But you have to get an A first, and then you can kill people. What is your gang? What? What is it? What is your gang? Tell me. Yes, that's my dad. 45 years.
Wow,
you know what
did he teach?
He taught math and science, and he also did, my father's crazy, he also did a program, like he did literacy programs for prisoners. And yeah, he did for reading, teaching illiterate adults, stuff like that. My father was in the system, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What would he tell somebody if he told you?
My father, the problem is we couldn't act up. Because he was dealing with, like, hard students. So he's like, no, listen. You can't disrespect me. You know what I deal with every day. I will kill you in your sleep. You understand? I remember when I graduated college. And I thought that I graduate college, my father's going to leave me alone. I'm good to go for at least a year. My father would watch me sleep because he woke up real early. And I'd be like, well, I'll wake up and he's standing over me. And he'd be like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm sleeping. I don't like the way you sleep. You sleep like you are not going to get a job the next day. Sleep with one eye open so you can see opportunity coming, just in case.
So you're a comedian. What does that look like?
What about
you
when you start doing comedy? How did he react?
Nah, they weren't down with that. Because I was a pre-med psych major. I thought I was thinking to do some psychiatry. And then one day I decided I'm going to try comedy. And I remember telling my dad, I said, hey, Dad, check it out. I said, what is this? I said, I'm not thinking about med school. I'm thinking about doing comedy. He said, Is that the joke? Is that your first joke? Because it's not funny. I'm not laughing. What do you mean? Wasting time trying to tell jokes. You are not funny. You never made me laugh. So my parents didn't approve. But then when I did a Comedy Central special, which was actually with Tommy Davidson, I talked about my dad, and my dad got, and all his friends called him. And then my father's like, you know, this comedy thing is very good. I'm glad you are doing it. You said my name on TV. Very good. I'm very proud. I was just checking to see.
My man.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me, as usual. You know what I mean? Yes, sir. Make a Tom Joyner laugh. That's a good thing.
Yeah, sleeping like you don't want to get a job. But.
Yeah, I don't like the way you sleep. Put one leg off on the floor so you can get up quicker.
Like you're going
sleep
somewhere.
With one eye open so you can see a job coming.
Oh, man.
That's
if you get an A, you can shoot everybody in the classroom.
Anywhere you are, that's right. You're failing.
So where's your homework?
Yeah, right.
Godfrey.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Thank you.